You want to keep something cold, keep something hot. Arctic's the way to go. You got these tumblers. You can put your coffee in there. Put your gravy in there if you're at a tailgate and you want to keep the gravy hot.
That's one I hadn't thought about.
Your mashed potatoes, your chicken fried steak. You want to keep stuff cold? That's a place to put it, liquid-wise. Want to keep stuff hot, cold, food-wise? Boom, in there. Or drink-wise, in cans, in your bottles, no matter what. Arctic's the way to go.
You didn't pack this thing, did you?
No, there's nothing in there. You and I had some popcorn earlier. We were doing a fun project that you're going to see in the coming weeks and months on Texans 360 on the website, HoustonTexans.com, the Texans mobile app as well. We're breaking down plays in that thing. We both wore gingham. Didn't plan on that. Yeah. I'm in green. You're in red. But we are here to answer your questions. We want to hear from you because you undoubtedly have fantastic questions. Mm-hmm. Been a quieter week for the Texans than in weeks past.
Sure.
Not much going on. Super Bowl is going on. And Freddie leads things off. We're just going to jump right in, John.
Let's go ahead.
He wants to know, why are Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt at the Super Bowl?
Because it's the Super Bowl.
Yes. Deshaun there on Radio Row, done some interviews because he's doing some stuff with Old Spice and because he was a revelation and people want to talk to him.
Of course.
And he had 19 touchdown passes in six games. J.J. there for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which he should win. I mean, those other two guys did nice things too, but come on, $37 million. So J.J.'s there. That will be announced tomorrow night at the award show. And then if he wins, and he should win, he'll be on the field Sunday.
I was listening to a podcast. This was, a couple days ago. I was listening to a podcast, and on the podcast, I can't remember who it was, but it was talking about his foundation. Mm-hmm. And he said, in 15 years, we raised $15 million. And it's, you know, when you hear that, you're like, man, $15 million is a lot of money.
And in 15 days, you raised darn near 40.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when it hit me like, Watt raised $37 million. And it just, it's amazing to think back. And I actually wrote my Breakfast with the Bulls for today about that. Just that whole week, how crazy that was. And I just remember Alicia, who takes care of us on all our flights.
Mm-hmm. With the United Airlines,
she makes sure we get everywhere. And I remember asking her, are we going home tonight? Down on the sidelines of the Saints preseason game, before the game. She says, the plane is coming from Houston to get us. And as long as things don't go sideways, we'll go back.
Yeah.
And then things went sideways. And then I remember we were up in Dallas, and it was probably like 6:30 in the morning or so, and I flip on Twitter, because that's where you went for everything.
Yeah.
Looked on Twitter, and I'm like, hey, wait a second. That hotel room looks familiar. And it's JJ doing a video saying, hey, let's raise some money. And it just kept going up and up. And it was the one thing that I think really during that time that, you know, the Astros were playing, but it was the one thing in that time that I think everybody took a lot of pride in, man. Look what everybody's doing. Look how we're all pitching in to help JJ, and look how JJ's pitching in to help. So he's up for the Man of the Year Award.
And you brought up a good little nugget that I don't think people realize or have thought about. You talked about J.J. Watt's foundation, which had little to do and has nothing to do with the $37 million he raised.
Right.
That was all for hurricane relief efforts. It's still going on. His foundation does a lot of great stuff,
it's
too.
It's been amazing, yeah.
Yeah, that's all about after-school sports program and really just youth sports programs in general, getting kind of underfunded ones funded and equipped. So he does so many great things, and, he deserves it.
Yeah, he's going to be there. The Man of the Year Award, three finalists are Benjamin Watson from the Ravens and Greg Olson from the Panthers.
Super
and
duper
J.J.
guys,
Watt,
yeah.
Like three tight ends. So
that's
there
right.
you go.
And I'm pretty hopeful, pretty confident that we're going to see J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson playing in a Super Bowl in the years to come.
Yes.
Antonio, any guesses on when the Texans will play the Cowboys next season?
Ooh.
I have no idea. The schedule comes out mid-April. There's not a set date yet for it, but it will come out in between April 10th and April 25th, most likely, from the NFL. And in years past, last time the Texans have played the Cowboys, it's been September-ish, early October. They played them in, week four?
Week four.
Yeah, week four of 14.
In 14, it was week four.
They were two. Both teams were 2-1.
Right, it was week four.
Yeah.
That's right. It was week four because then had the short week for Indianapolis after that. So
week 10, or excuse me, in 2010, they played them here.
That was also earlier
in
season two.
Week three-ish. Yeah.
It's probably going to be September, October. By the time you get to November, you're focused more on your division games.
Yeah.
They don't all six go in the last 6 weeks of the year, they kind of get spread out. But most of the time, the NFC games – now, this year was – I think the NFC games were a little bit later.
There's really no rhyme or reason to it. I mean,
no,
it
was weird because it was just a little bit later this year with the NFC games. But
we've seen the Vikings here in December. We've seen the Panthers here.
That's right,
in December.
Back in 2012.
You know, it's kind of an odd. You've played the Rams on the road in December. It's just kind of all over the place. So, sorry, I don't have an answer for you, but
I would like to see it.
I would guess September, November.
To see it in September. Hopefully, when you'd like to think teams are not as banged up as they might be.
Right.
When you think teams are at full strength, to see Dak Prescott, Cowboys, Deshaun Watson, Texans, because you know quarterbacks sell games, and those two obviously will be huge talking points heading into that matchup. That's going to be a gargantuan matchup in this town.
Got a quick one. It's an easy one to answer. Chris, is Texans training camp out of state this year? Yes, it's back at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. It will be up there.
If you didn't get up to, I mean, look, it's a long trip. I get that.
It's tough to get to.
But if you want to get out and go see some beautiful country and just have an opportunity to do something a little different, the training camp site is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And for a few days, there are a lot of things to do. You went to some salt breathing.
Salt cave.
I went to the canyons.
Yep.
Which was Lost World Canyons, which was just in caverns. Lost World Caverns were just incredible. I took my son there when he came up for a few days.
It's beautiful.
And then you got the Texans working out, and there's going to be a lot of excitement again about seeing Deshaun back healthy and Watt healthy and merciless. So if you're looking for, I don't know, maybe a late July, early August vacation, come on up.
Make it happen, Captain. All right, Joshua has a tough one. What free agents will the Texans go after? Name-wise, there are a few you could throw out there, but I think you and I kind of agree you're going to see some additions in the secondary.
Yeah.
Maybe an addition or two or more offensive line. And you're also going to see some other spots too, but name-wise, it's tough to say at this point.
Well, I think from the offensive line perspective, the one name that a lot of people talk about, I talked about it the other day, I talked about Nate Solder.
Yep.
He's a free agent with the New England Patriots. Now, I've heard some rumors about him retiring. You know, his son is dealing with sickness. I want to say it's cancer, I believe. I should say I want to say it's cancer, but I believe it's cancer. I'm not sure. So, you know, I don't know whether he'll want to move. I don't know whether he want to continue to play. But that's the first name that comes to mind. But I know there are a lot of teams that are looking at Nate Solder as a tackle option for them. Now, the Texans have some advantages because Bill O'Brien does know Nate Solder. His son, if he is sick, this obviously with the medical situation here in Houston.
No better place in Houston.
Incredible. So you got a couple of advantages built in because it's Houston. But Nate Solder is one name on the offensive line. In the secondary, Tremaine Johnson, a guy with the Rams, was franchised the last couple of years. He's going to be a very expensive pickup if that's the direction you want to go. But I think there are probably some free agents below that, off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember on the list. But I think there are some, you know, Eric Reed from the 49ers is a very interesting guy. He'd be a very polarizing guy because of his connection to Colin Kaepernick. But you know, that's a guy at safety that can play.
Yeah.
He plays guts out. So there will be some guys out there, but I think you're right. I think the free agent focus where the money will be spent. Now, there's going to be money spent, but the money that will be spent, I think, is on those two positions.
Good stuff. You just said play his guts out. You know who else plays his guts out is Deshaun Watson. And JP has a Deshaun Watson question, wants to know, how's the rehab process going? You listen to Deshaun. You listen to Bill O'Brien. It's going great. We've seen Deshaun Watson walking around Radio Row this week. Doesn't have a brace on. Mm-hmm. He's been in the building. We've seen a lot of videos from him, from J.J. Watt on Instagram, of that progress going well. It's quote-unquote ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. He said he's hoping to do work in OTAs, maybe 7-on-7 stuff. Not going to see him getting in too much contact, although you can't really do too much contact in OTAs, but they'll keep him safe. I think the most likely scenario is you're going to see him in training camp.
Full go.
Being more active and everything, and you'll see him in spots in May.
Yeah, I think he'll be full go. My guess is that anytime he steps on the field, he's going to probably have two knee braces on each knee,
right,
to be honest. But I did think it was interesting that with him at the Super Bowl, he has done a number of different media sessions. And one of the things that he talked about was the fact that he thought that what I thought from the very day it happened, and I said it to you, I said it to everybody, I said, I don't think he got hurt. I think he I think he finished the deal in practice, but I think he got hurt in that Seattle right. game, and I know the play that had happened, and I've shown people, I said, I think this was it right here, and he actually confirmed that. He said he thinks this is maybe when he got tweaked, and then in practice it kind of finished the deal, so to speak, but he's talked about that. But we're moving beyond that and moving on to a second year, and I talked to Coach Bill O'Brien in Mobile. I think the one thing that we all have to be careful of is we love Deshaun. We love what he did in six games. But he only played 6.5 games. And so he's going to his second year with a lot of expectations. But he also knows the offense. He knows the personnel. He knows all those things. So the expectations are going to be massive for him. Massive from the city. And so hopefully he's not a guy that gets rattled all that often.
I was going to say, he doesn't seem like anybody that's going to shy from that.
No, he's not. And that's good. That's great.
Intimidated by it.
Yeah. I mean, look, he lost. Clemson lost the national championship his sophomore year. And so it's like, wow, Clemson's got this guy coming back. Watson, what's he going to do? And he leads him down. They win a championship the next year.
He delivered. He was.
He's the deal.
Maybe September. I said that six times.
It's only February. We'll get there.
Samantha, we love to hear from Samantha. And Samantha wants to know: is there any update on tight end CJ Fedorowicz? Not really. I haven't heard too much.
No.
His season was ended because of a concussion. He has had a few of those now. Don't know. Haven't heard anything. He wants to come back, I'm sure, and play. The Texans want him to come back and play. We'll see.
I think with concussions that you're never going to – like with Deshaun or with JJ.
We're in new territory now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, as far as things have changed, right. Reacting to a concussion, it's not the same as it was just 2 years ago.
You can have a timetable on a guy's broken bone being fixed or a labrum being worked on or ACL. This is a totally different – you're talking
– organ.
You're talking – the brain, it's a totally different ballgame. Yeah.
So, good question, Samantha. We don't have the answer. Ruben wants to know.
Ruben!
Good sandwich. Will the Texans sign a running back or draft one?
Ooh, yes. I say yes.
Yes to both?
Maybe.
To one or the other?
I think it depends on – and I'm trying to remember what's out there in the free agent market. I think the nice thing about the draft is that it's a deep running back draft. And it's deep in that.
There's a lot of variety.
Right,
say.
Variety. That's a better way of putting it. It's deep and it's got variety.
You don't just have all. You got thunder guys. You got everything in between. Guys that can catch.
You got a couple of fullbacks that can do some different things. Yeah. You've got a lot of different guys in this draft. So what's going to end up happening is after Saquon Barkley, it's going to push a lot of guys down into that fifth, sixth, seventh round that. Other years, maybe they're more attractive. I don't know if teams are going to look at it and go, we missed on Kareem Hunt last year, and maybe we're going to jump out and get a running back in the second round, third round. I don't know. Maybe that creates a run on running backs. I don't know. But I love this group of running backs. You've got Saquon Barkley at Penn State. You got Darius Geis at LSU. You got Rashad Penny at San Diego State. Sony Michel, Nick Chubb. I mean, those are five guys right away. And the way that NFL has looked at running backs, it's been maybe a couple early, and then it starts pushing guys down. Heck, David Johnson from the Cardinals, who was a revelation for them, was a third-round pick. So I think you can find a nice running back. And the only reason that I would say that, and I'm sure this is why Ruben brought this up, is you just don't know about Deontay Foreman.
Yep.
With that Achilles injury, for a running back, it's a little different ballgame than it is other positions. But I remember D'Amico Ryans came back from an Achilles, and it took him a little while to come back from that. So
And he came back.
He did make it back. Yeah.
Pro Bowls after that.
And I'm not saying that Deontay's not going to.
Of course.
But you have to think about, well, what if he doesn't? What does that mean for Alfred Blue? Because Alfred did not sign an extension in the offseason, and he gave you some really good reps down the stretch.
Yep.
You know, you keep Alfred Blue because he gives you kind of a hammer element to your running game, maybe that Deontay gives you. So.
Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe that's something you look at as well. But I would imagine the Texans would probably look at a relatively – and remember, you're getting Tyler Irvin back. And I've said Tyler's kind of a jack-of-all-trades more than he is a running back. But because he can play that position, he knows the offense, he's got quicks, he can do so many different things. He's more offensive weapon than running back, but you at least have him coming back. And he knows that position and knows it pretty well.
Tyler Irvin is one of my reasons for optimism mm-hmm. for 2018. John and I do a podcast every week called – In the Lab, and we kind of nerd out and do things. But I said, John, I want three reasons for Texans optimism in 2018 that don't involve Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, and Whitney Mercilus. Because we're so optimistic because those guys are coming back.
Right.
But there's other reasons to be happy.
Yeah, beyond that.
Tyler Irvin, Bruce Ellington, that tandem, and what they might be able to do. Mm-hmm. Those are one of the reasons. Okay, we're going to close things out with one final question, John. Okay. It comes from our good pal, Josh. And Josh has a simple one. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? I think it's the Patriots.
I do, too.
So, I just think it's the Patriots.
I think the Eagles make it close. Yep. I just think the Patriots are – I think the Patriots will throw a number of different looks at Nick Foles. And look, Foles, you know, for a few weeks, I think it was good for Foles. Now, they did have the bye week before the game with the Falcons, but he got hot against the Vikings, and you'd like for him to stay hot, but you got that bye week. So what that did was brought Gronkowski back, and I don't know, maybe it slowed up the Eagles a little bit, but we'll see. The last time the Super Bowl was in Minneapolis, the NFC East team beat the AFC East team. The Redskins beat the Bills. I think it flips this time. I think the Patriots end up getting the win. Keep this in mind. The Patriots won three Super Bowls, 01, 03, 04, all three-point victories.
Yep.
Then they lost two, and those were 4 and 4-point losses.
Every Super Bowl has been close.
And then they won one that was 4, and then they won last year in overtime and won by 6. So now these games have been blowouts with the Patriots. And I guess they could, but I don't think defensively they're good enough to blow the Eagles out. I think the Eagles will get some things done, but I think it's going to be tough to stop Brady all day long.
John, I love doing these Arctic cooler talks with you. You know, the other day I made a smoothie, one of those fancy smoothie, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but big smoothie, mm-hmm. and I went to put the cup in my cup holder in my car, didn't fit. And then I remembered, I've got one of these Arctic tumblers laying around, and it's tapered to put it in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Poured it in.
You're good to go.
Kept that smoothie cold, kept it in the cup holder. That's gold, man. Arctic's the way to go. All right. Can't wait to do this again with you, Johnny. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
See you like next time. Is that cool? Like next time or next time?
Next time.
Yeah, next time. Not like next time. Next time. We'll like next time, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. It's cool to talk.
Cooler.